nerd soul.
Lay Ill Kid at One Youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, Nerd Soul Gaming, we gonna have a good time because I want y'all to prepare yourself. We got a champ in the building.
Oh, Lord.
I want to give a shout out to Nightmare, known as X Nightmare Effect, on Twitter and everywhere. He just did it up. My brother, how you doing?
I'm feeling good, man. Blessed to see another day as always, man. Still breathing, so I'm blessed.
Blessed. Now, I called you champ. If you could, let the people listening know, why am I calling you champ?
Well, the kid himself actually just defended his belt at Slam, Louisiana South Major, that was held in Metairie. 2 times champ, feels good, man. Shout out to all the people who came through, show love, tough competition. But yeah, we was able to hold it down for the two-peat.
Look. Notice he said the two-peat. That means that twice in a row, this man has not only climbed that mountain once, but came back and climbed it again. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know Nightmare from... I'm trying to remember where I saw you first. Maybe I saw you on a tweet or something, but I started watching your Twitch and I was like, this guy is awesome. I like the fact that you don't do no silly style stuff, and I ain't calling out no names. I don't care. Y'all can jump in the chat. I'm not focusing on any one player, but you don't do any funny style stuff. You're not beefing with people. You're not, trying to be some edgelord. You just get online and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's what I love. Now, you play a character that, I can't really handle because I hate charged characters, but I want to get into the character that you play because you make him look awesome. And if I try to play with him, I kind of give up after the first 30 seconds. But who's the character you play and why did you choose him?
But the character I play is actually Balrog. Now, the reason why I chose him for like a little background story on me, I box in real life. Like, I take a strong liking into it. So that so happened to actually push the decision making that I decided to make when it comes down to who I play in fighting games. So Balrog and Street Fighter, Steve Fox and Tekken for Street Fighter 6. Hopefully Balrog come back, but we probably get Dudley. So if it's Dudley, I'll be rocking with him. Lil Mac and Smack. Yeah, I just keep the
that Lil Mac though.
Oh yeah. Any character that throw hands, box, like that's normally who I gravitate towards. If none of them fit that criteria, then I'll start looking for, who look cool or who got a nice little ability or something. But boxing type characters is normally the first selection that I go with. And Balrog just fitted me. Charge character is something I actually had to get used to because I was once similar to how everybody else feel about him. Like, they hate Charge, and I was like that in the beginning. I couldn't get past when to hold down back, when to release it, when not to charge. So it was a headache at first for me too. But of course, with time, patience, and practice, I was able to make it happen. So Balrog has definitely been the character for me since he dropped in season 1 or season 2.
Now I do want to get into your background a little bit after the tournament, but there was this video that you sent or this video that you posted on YouTube Shorts, I think. And I love how you called it. You said, all right, look, I'm a whiff a low. He was like, all right, check it. I'm a whiff it, right? And then I'm gonna make him eat the straight. And I'm like, man, this dude swear he sweet. Just cause you say you gonna do, like, you gonna try to call your shot. And people, he whiffed a low on purpose. And the guy ate the straight dead in his face. Like, it worked. Like, it, you knew it. I don't know how you knew it was gonna work. Well, I mean, I know you play a lot, but I mean, he knew. This guy, I'm telling you, the guy is magical. Not only does he put up tutorials, but then he calls the shots. He's like, all right, man, check it, watch. I'm a bait this. I'm a whiff this. And then also, you give us the sauce. So, with the sauce, if you could, please explain what the sauce is to all the people that might not know about the Twitch, about the streams, and all that good stuff.
Well, you see, my definition of sauce has no definition. It could be anything. It could be you getting mixed. It could be you getting styled on. I could be talking about shoes, clothes. Like, you know, you either got sauce, you got the sauce, or you just sauce dripping with it. You feel me? Like, it's just, yeah, it's just something. It's just that word and the way I use it, you could just make it fit for anything. So, if you talking to me about something, I could be like, oh, nerd boy, you got the sauce, huh? It's just gonna fit in. So
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. It's just now, the way
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, nah. I was pretty much just gonna say it's just a word that I feel got so many meanings to it that it could just be used for any sense of explaining something.
All right. So getting back to Slam 2023. A lot of people don't get a chance because, I mean, of course, like conventions or any other event, everybody can't make it. Right. And then there's a lot of players that just can't make it. But if through your eyes, with your perspective, how is the tournament kind of like a progression? How is the tournament experience? You know, how does it feel to kind of like show up prepared? Like, what are those things that are kind of going through your mind? Or is there some anxiety? Like do you have to pee a little bit before you fight? Or are you like, nah, man, I got this. I'm going to go bait the low real quick. Like, how, you know, I mean, do you eat a certain breakfast? You know what I'm saying? Is it like all egg whites and, you know what I'm saying, plain oatmeal? Like, what are you doing to get that belt?
But to be honest, I feel like I was hella nervous when I first came on the scene, like first tournament, first show up. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to expect. I was hella nervous, hands shaking, palms sweaty, just a nervous wreck. So it's one of those things that I just gradually became more comfortable with the more I did it. So this last tournament that I did, which was Slam, believe it or not, I felt comfortable. Like, I didn't, before I even left the house, I ate some McDonald's. Like, my people bought one of those sausage biscuits, and then I put the strawberry jelly on there, had a hash brown, and then I was like, all right.
Poor diet. No, it's
fine. Yeah. You know, I eat a little bad every now and then, but I'm gonna make sure I work out.
McDonald's about to get into the esports game now.
Oh, yeah. So with that, I went there, I walked around, I didn't play no casual matches, like, because I pretty much got there last minute. By the time I got there, they was just starting up, so I didn't even have the chance to really play. So I just went there, played my game, and believe it or not, I was comfortable this time around. But compared to when I first started, yeah, I was a nervous wreck.
Okay, and in the kind of like in the event, is there, when it comes to the players, is there usually kind of like a camaraderie, like, hey, we're all here to have fun or all here to put on a good show? Or is it kind of like a big tension of like, you know, everybody's got nerves, like everybody's, you know, I mean, outside of you, I know you were comfortable, but does it seem like there are other people that are kind of like nervous or like edgy, or is everybody kind of there to have a good time?
Well, I mean, it's a tournament, and for those who enter, they have that competitive spirit. So you do have some people that, you know, feel like they about to do work. Some people take it, I'm about to have fun. Because you may come in with that, I'm going to have fun mindset, but if you lose to that certain player that you feel you shouldn't have lost to, you might end up feeling some type of way. And I've seen this a few times. I ain't going to call out no names, but, you know, sometimes emotions do get the best of you. So...
True.
We definitely have players that have that mindset of, I'm about to show up and do work. So,
all right. Good point. I see what you're saying, because, you know, everyone's not going to be having fun on tournament day. to throw to one of your matches that I got to see, like a clip from, when I was like, oh, it's going on now. The match with Dark King. He plays Nikali.
Yeah.
What's that matchup with Nikali like?
To be honest, it's pretty heavily in Balrog's favor. Nikali got some pretty short, stubby range, so he kind of have a hard time dealing with straight. They recently buffed him to where he's able to get his crouching jab into his little forward strike move, so he do have a better consistent answer for it. But I'm able to bully that character. I wouldn't say free, but Balrog don't really have too much to worry about because I'm able to like space him to a point where he really gotta work his way in. My buttons are better. My dash straight could bully him, and yeah, it's leaning towards Balrog's favor for sure.
Okay, because in the clip, you had me worried for a second because, like, when the clip starts, I'm like, oh, hold up. You know what I'm saying? Rog is down. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the clip, you know what I'm saying? Your health is a little low. I was like, oh, man, oh. And you hit him with a comeback like my boy Open Mind. Open Mind always be having, like, one piece of health left. You know what I'm saying? And coming back. So I was scared. I was like, hold up, is this a bad matchup? Because since I don't play Balrog, I really don't know. And I haven't stepped into the arena for Street Fighter V in such a while. I was kind of worried. I was like, man, look, nah, man, my boy got to get this. So I'm glad to see you pull it out, but I'm glad to hear that, you know, you kind of walked through that. Now, on the flip side, what's a matchup that you had a really tough time with during this kind of progression onto the new belt?
So you mean at this tournament?
Yeah, this tournament. What's a character that really, or what's a player that gave you like a lot of problems where you were like, hold up, you know, my feet, my palms are sweaty, you know what I'm saying? Mom's spaghetti.
First, I'm gonna say no respect, the Fang player that I had to fight in winners semis. I think.
Oh yeah, because Fang. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So he was the first tough opponent, but the one that really pushed me, like the one that really had me like deep breaths, was Toy in Grand Finals. His the Alex was playing really good. Every time I whiffed something, he punished it. So he really forced me to have to slow my game down, make sure any button I decided to throw out didn't get whiff punished. Like, he made me have to switch on the fly. And then he switched to Bison. I'm actually happy he switched off Bison because I hate that matchup. But luckily, he went back to Alex. So had to keep that same mindset again. And he made it pretty rough for me on knockdown because his mix-up game was really strong, from command grabs to frame traps to crush counters. Like, I was getting mixed pretty hard in the beginning, and I'm like, man, I really need to not get knocked down. If I'm gonna be guessing like this, I need to try my best to not get knocked down. I need to limit all potential mistakes and make sure none happen. So definitely Toy gave me the most headaches.
Okay. So when you kind of realize, like, okay, the belt is mine, you feel you can feel the end of the match coming, you know the belt is on the way, is it a situation where you're like, are you happy that you got there? Are you happy that you completed this? Or is it more of a mindset like, okay, now it's time to get number three? Like, what's your mindset? Are you someone who's like, whoo, okay, all right, well, that's finished? Or is it, you know, now it's time to get back in the lab for, you know, number three? Or, I mean, I guess next year it'll be for six, I guess.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Once I get the second one, I'm right back to the drawing board. It's time to figure out how to get better. Well, Street Fighter 6 is about to, you know, come to an end. So I'm going
to
use
about to come to an end.
Oh yeah. Five, my bad. Street Fighter 5 about to come to an end, so I'm going to use the last few weeks to still play the game, prepare for Street Fighter 6, because I'm pretty sure when that game drop, everybody and their mom about to come out the wazoo playing hard. So I definitely got to use this momentum to keep pushing forward. Can't afford to like really get comfortable.
Yeah, so man, you're gonna have to get the warlord or whatever they call it, you know, next time. You gonna have to, you know, and I'm gonna have to go on to get up to bronze or something, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get up to that bronze and relax. I might see that silver, little silver piece up there. But honestly, I played it at San Diego Comic-Con. At that time, they just had Ryu and Jamie, and I played Jamie, and I did not like Jamie.
You don't like him?
Nah, I just didn't. And the game felt slow, but that was a super early build, because. Right. That's San Diego Comic-Con last year. So this is the build of the game that was out in, what, July of last year? So I'm sure whoever played the most recent beta is not playing that version of the game. Right. So it's probably a lot different now. I haven't really seen anyone who stands out to me. I did see the Durag G, you know what I'm saying? The Durag one. He should be in this game. But I don't know, man. I saw Cammy and I was just like, here we go.
Yeah, all right,
here we go. You know what? Instead of complaining about Cammy, maybe I should start playing Cammy. Maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. Maybe instead of complaining about her, maybe I should just start playing Cammy, and that wouldn't have to.
Can't beat him, Jonah.
Because every time I see a Cammy, I'll be like, Cammy and Gal. I'll be like, man, here we go.
Because she's definitely looking like a problem for sure. She got hooligan mix-ups, dive kick still. Yeah, she's...
man, the dive kick and the range on her leg. Yep. I swear her legs are longer than Jury's. Like, bro,
feels like it,
bro. She be killing her, bro. But I wanna go back real quick before we get out of here. I want you to give people an idea of sort of your outlook on fighting games in general, because we've had a lot of news. And I mean, I know you don't only play Street Fighter. You play Street Fighter. I've seen you play DNF Duel. I've seen you play Strive. I've seen you play, you did play Tekken on the stream, right? You played Tekken 7, right?
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Tekken recently.
So with that said, what's your outlook on fighting games right now? Do you feel like, hey, look, we're coming into a golden age right now? We looking good, or do you want to see more?
Oh no, man. The lineup for fighting games this year is looking deadly. Street Fighter 6 about to make noise, Tekken 8 about to make a bigger bang, and then Mortal Kombat 12 is question mark in the making.
So, yeah, it's like we don't know.
Right. And we can't forget about Project L.
So yeah, even though I think we might be like a year or two out from that. But yeah, Project L, that definitely looks like my type of game.
Yeah. It was I think they said it was a single at first, but then they went back and made a tag team. So
yeah. That's gonna be fun.
Fighting games as of right now is, yeah, I have no complaints whatsoever.
All right, I was on a podcast with Open Mind talking about something very similar, where it's like, hey, look, we're kind of looking good. Even on the indie side, we're looking pretty good. I'm pretty sure Tekken 8 is dropping before the year is out. I just got a feeling we're seeing way too much stuff. Prepare, like I'm gonna say it again, get y'all wallets ready. Tekken's gonna be here before Christmas. I think Street Fighter coming in July, and I think Tekken going to drop like in November or something. I don't know. I just feel it. I feel like we're getting way too much Tekken content to not see it before the year comes out. Mark my words. I could be wrong, but mark my words. Black Friday, y'all going to be able to pick up Tekken 8. I can feel it. It's just in my spirit. I can feel it.
I feel like it's going to be late this year or early 24.
Yeah. So, since we got these games coming, are you interested or are you already thinking about competing in other games? Like, I mean, I've seen you playing on Strive. I've seen you playing on DNF Duel. You know what I'm saying? I know DNF Duel. It has some hurdles. it has some hurdles, but you know, people are still playing it. Are you interested in competing in any other games, or are those just games that you're able to have fun with and kind of like relax and kick back, and then you can really focus in on Street Fighter?
I do want to compete in Tekken 8. I would actually like to. I would actually like to see if I could make some noise over there. I know I got a long ways to go because even right now with Tekken 7, I'm trying to catch up in the ranks somehow, some way, and it's not easy. That transition from 2D to 3D, you go feel that.
It's just, even watching it, it's just like, I don't know if I want to try. But it looks so good, I want to get Tekken 8. It looks so good, but I'm like, if I get it, am I even going to play this? Or am I just going to get stomped every day? And then, like I say in every game I play, I just want to win half of my matches. I don't have to be. I know all y'all like, oh, I want a win rate of 90%. Nah, look, if I can just win half of them, you know, win one, lose one, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to do all that. But with that said, I'm going to go in and let you get up out of here. I know champions got to, you know, they got to get their rest. You know what I'm saying? Go on, tell the whole fam it's time to celebrate. You know what I'm saying? You the champ to the next year. You got the belt and all that. I saw the belt. You out there kissing the belt, enjoying yourself, you know what I'm saying, doing big things. Tell everyone where they can find you, how they can watch the stream, even though I missed them because I'm on East Coast time now. It's messing me up. But tell them where they can watch the stream and where they can find you.
All right, man. So for anybody that is curious and checking out anything social media wise, you can check me out at X Nightmare Effect, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. It all has the same name across all social medias. TikTok, if you want to look at the short form content, X Nightmare Effect.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. I'm glad you got a chance to come through. I'm definitely going to get you to come through on some more stuff, and I got to check some streams because I truly enjoy your streams. Like, you have a good time. You know what I'm saying? He acknowledges you. He plays little games. He, you know, goes tit for tat with people in a playful way. You know what I'm saying? This guy, you know, it's a lot of fun, you know what I'm saying, watching his streams. And also, you know what I'm saying, your other content where, you know what I'm saying, you like when you're lifting weights in a comical way. Yeah. It's always fun to see the blooper side as well.
Yeah, I do like to just a quick little food for thought. For TikTok, I feel like gaming clips don't do as hot. So normally for TikTok, I like to do actual TikToks, if that makes sense.
So I feel you, I feel you.
Yeah. My TikTok is gonna be that other side that y'all don't really get to see when I'm on camera in front of the game all day. So that's basically just another inside scoop for those who wanna get to know me on that, you know, other side.
Yeah. And hopefully we can all get him to wear that chicken suit one more time. You know what I'm saying? If you know, you know. So with that said, thanks for rolling through. NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, podcast, all that jazz. We talking anime, we talking Star Wars this week, we got gaming this week. I will be playing some game of some sort sooner or later. I don't know if I'm doing Gree or Dead Cells or something, but we'll be playing something. So until next time, until the next achievement, or until the next championship win, yes, from us sir. To you, we're just saying peace.